You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Heaven's doorstep, oh, so content. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiola, by the way, in case you're wondering. Well, what else would it be? Radiola, well, it's kind of a little soliloquy. It's a little contented, so I'll call this one Contented Soliloquy. We began with Paul Whiteman's concert orchestra, Rube Bloom's tone poem, and done very well here, 1927, very artistic performance by Paul Whiteman and the concert orchestra of Soliloquy. And after that, a request, a listener in Britain wanted to hear Pont Sisters. Well, I'm going to play a couple of things by the Pont Sisters, and you'll hear the great accompaniment with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang on this on these sessions. Lovely stuff. Contented, 1932. Beautiful, beautiful recordings of, I believe they're Ethel and Dorothea, just a guess, the Pont Sisters. Oh, yes. And our theme, Willard Robeson. And you know him, and you know the song. And if you've been listening, if you haven't been, it's Wake Up Chillin'. And I need to wake up. I just had a nap. But that's the indicative of the season. Here, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm like a musical Rip Van Winkle, so to speak. We're going to continue now on Radiola with some... kind of peppy selections here, mostly peppy, I should say. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, Hal White on the vocal in 1927. What'll You Do?
Thank you. have nobody to miss you, nobody to kiss you, and what'll you do? When you wait around for someone to phone you, nobody calls you, what'll you do? What is that I hear you say? You're going, you won't stay. You're going, let me say, be on your way. And don't come back because your place will be taken. When you're forsaken, what'll you do?
Couple of kids together, let's go! Thank you. summer evening, what a lovely evening, Johnny gave his girl a ride. There in the moonlight, oh, what a moonlight. She kept saying no, sir, as he cuddled closer, asking her to be his bride. He kept insisting, she kept resisting, till Johnny finally cried. Oh, let's get together, let's get together. Gee, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gee, I love you and you love me. Why do you tarry? Why don't we marry? We'll get along like a couple of kids together. You go my way, I'll give the orders while you take in boarders. We'll get along like a cat and a dog together.
Hometowners, which was Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies, actually, and they recorded on a lot of labels. They recorded on the cheapo Madison and Grey Gull labels, all the way up to Columbia, all over the place. Fred Hall with Arthur Fields on the vocal. Let's Get Together. Nice, nice hot novelty type stuff along the lines of the Six Jumpin' Jacks, but that was good quality there. Let's Get Together. With Arthur Fields. Before that, Jacques Renard and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, Elliot Shaw on the vocal, and who doesn't feel this way on occasion? Lonely in a Crowd, 1927. Oh, yes, well, there will be an undercurrent this week, because it is a soliloquy, after all, though a contented one, oddly enough. Beginning with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, Hale White, What Do You Do? Well, indeed, What Will You Do? 1927. Now, this is Radiola, and I've gone into recluse mode for a while. I don't know why, I just feel like it. Sometimes I do. Sometimes you hang out on the internet, and all these stupid sites where people are talking to you, and you know, it's like being gnawed to death by chipmunks. So sometimes you just feel like pulling the plug for a little while. And I will respond to emails, of course. I just get tired sometimes. And who doesn't? And here's Eileen Stanley, and this is somewhat of a lament. It's Irving Berlin's song, but to me it's, business as usual, and it's not so bad. All by Myself, 1921.
Somebody who will sympathize with me. I'm growing so tired of living alone. I lie awake all night and cry. Nobody loves me, that's why. All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone in a cozy morning. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. My name and number are in the book, the one that hangs on the hook in almost every drugstore. Why don't somebody bother to look? My central tells me all day long, sorry, the number is wrong. All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I never have any sweetheart call on me. The four walls seem to be my only company. All by myself, it's so dreary, watching the clock on the shelf. There must be someone knows the loving I could be giving, yet I keep on living all by myself.
I just came down to say goodbye. You're going home again, and I just wish that I were going back with you. And when you say a glad hello to all the folks we used to know, here's just one little thing that you can do. If you see Sally, tell her that you saw me, and when you saw me, I was blue. And if you hear sweet Sally asking for me, just tell her that I was asking for her too. If it seems to you that she still cares for me, let me know, I'll go wherever she may be. But if you see that someone else means more to Sally, don't tell her that you saw me.
Thank you. the bestest time is nighttime down in the sea. 'Cause then I take my banjo on my arm, make my way to a little old log cabin, through the cotton fields to one who's full of charm. When stars play peekaboo, I serenade my loo. When Dixie stars are playing peekaboo, I wander down to see my Lindy Lou. Oh, Miss Dolls are two pins, full from commence the two pins. Little fireflies help me on my way. Then I can hear a bob white whistle in the wild wood. Turtle doves are gently cooing too. In that loving land of cotton, everything but love forgotten, when Dixie stars are playing peek-a-boo. Gimpin, you sure knows how to echo. But say, son, now I want you to sing me a little yodel.
All right, son.
And there's a Dixie Trio, and I believe that's, and I know it's Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson. The yodeler, I believe, is Frank M. Camplain. Maybe it's somebody else, but I'm guessing it's Frank Camplain here on this recording on a cameo, 1923, when stars are playing peekaboo. And it's a lovely, I love that sound. Al Bernard, too. You know, I could devote a whole show to Al Bernard if I had the recordings to do so. What a singer, and very, very underrated and underappreciated today. Before that, Honey Duke and His Uke, that would be Johnny Marvin, 1927, on a harmony, If You See Sally, and doing a little of that Cliff Edwards-type stuff he did with his ukulele, but somehow Johnny Marvin is more congenial than Cliff Edwards. He's a sweeter singer, and he had to be a nicer person because everybody was. sorry to say that about Cliff Edwards, but he was not a particularly nice man. And beginning with Eileen Stanley, marvelous, and I was glad to see a clip of her not too long ago on a Tom Snyder show. So she lasted a long time. And I'm so glad she did. But here she's recorded 1921, all by myself. And I can understand it is a mixed blessing. And it's usually recluse mode is my normal mode. So it's not like it's a sad thing. And it's not like I'm not talking to anyone because I've got another person living here. But I just don't like to remove myself from the social vortex on occasion, which doesn't hurt. This is Radiola, Radiola Manor, remote and hard to reach in the vast wilds of West Utica, attainable only through the guide, being guided by a Sherpa and preferably a German Shepherd with a lot of brandy in the keg. A German Shepherd or a St. Bernard. The St. Bernard probably would be a better deal. At least it would protect you from the Bull Mastiff when you got here. We just got a Bull Mastiff to guard my record collection. because I, you know, that's how I feel about it. Cerberus, you know, bring him a steak. He'll love it. We're going to continue with another request, and I'm Andy Sr., and if I'm not telling the truth, then I guess I'm not. Who knows? Joe Samuels and Orchestra. This is a request. I wish this recording were in better condition, but it is the exact recording that my friend, whom I saw recently, in fact, I was glad to meet him at the show with Bearcat Jazz Band up at Yelston Castle, which is equally remote to Radiola Manor, and you have to really need a Sherpa to get to that one. But that was a great show, and there was a nice turnout. But my friend Lloyd wanted to hear Samuels and his orchestra, Arthur Hall, and this is his recording. This is the one, Tomorrow.
say no, you don't say maybe, but baby, I'll know someday. You say, okay. I'll bet my hat, my coat and vest, when you get a look at the little office, hey, hey. You say, okay. I've been in love for months and months. That kind of love only comes but once. You don't say yes, you don't say no, you don't say maybe, but maybe I know someday. You say, okay.
And there's the Jazz Pilots. That's one of those lingering OKs that I transferred a while ago. Harry Reeser, Ernest Hare on the vocal. The other college song in that record, Yay Alabama, 1926, and it's pretty hot. Of course, it's a little warmer down there than it is up here. The Southampton Society Orchestra, Sam Lannon, apparently. Irving Kaufman on the vocal, Someday You'll Say Okay. I don't know, they managed to get an electric in there, 1926. There's an absence of that usual rumble, but it's still, you know, it's still a perfect disc. Before that, Joe Samuels, or Samuels and his orchestra, as it says on the label. Arthur Hall on the vocal, Tomorrow. I'll Be in My Dixie Home Again Tomorrow, 1922. This is Radiola, and we're not anywhere near Dixie. In fact, we're definitely on the far north of the Mason-Dixon, and I do not speak with a drawl. I speak with an annoying near New York accent. So deal with it. What are you going to do? And yes, I do say that a lot. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm certainly not I'm not going to apologize for my upbringing, as interesting as it might have been. We're going to continue now. Helen Kane in 1929 on a Victor. I Have to Have You. Well, yes. Great record. Here she is.
A thing without you, you're indispensable. Loving, I have to have loving. But when I'm having my loving, I have to have you. Moment, I must have my moment. But when I'm having my moment, I have to have you. Sometimes I get so blue, waiting for you to take me. I can't go on like this, offer me a kiss and make me happy. New thrills, oh I have to have new thrills. But when I'm having my new thrills, I have to have you. Weekends, oh I hate to take weekends. But if I have to take weekends, I have to have you. Woo! Night folks, oh, I hate to take night folks. But if I have to take night folks, then I'll have to have you. Oh, honey, what's the sense of this suspense we live in? Come on, for goodness sake, son, give me a break and give this. Baby, whoopee! I wanna make whoopee! And when I wanna make whoopee, I have to have you.
is in the air. Yet I call you and you are not there. Come, I give my heart, my soul to make, make me forget the voice that whispers, wait.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and that was Tango Americano from 19, Tango Americano with an O on the end, I should say, from 1931 off of Victor. And that recording was a request. There was a request from a listener in Finland, so Radiola does get around. And I do appreciate it, by the way. Thank you for that request. That's a good record. I really like that. I wouldn't have thought of that on my own. There's a lot I don't think of on my own, by the way. Before that, Victor Arden, Phil Oman and their orchestra, Frank Luther on the vocal. Love, Your Magic Spell is Everywhere. Oh, yeah. 1929. It's like that guy in the Love Boat saying that, of course. Was that the bartender? I remember that somewhere. Oh, boy. Well, Love, Your Spell is Everywhere. as far as I can tell, it is. You know, it's here in this house. Helen Kane, I Have to Have You, 1929. And what else can you say to that but boop, boop, a-doo. This is Radiola, and we occasionally say boop, boop, a-doo and other things that don't make sense. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the one saying those things. And you can find this or any other Radiola playlist at radiolablog.blogspot.com. And now I'd like to have a brief tribute to a friend of mine, and that will continue later in the show. Al Galadoro died 2 years ago, October 4th, 2008, and we do remember him, and we remember him with a lot of affection. A brilliant musician. The first recording, however, is not by Al, but it's a recreation of a recording he made in 1938 or 9, I believe, probably 39, with the Saxophone Soctet. Here are the Bohunks in 1997 with What'll I Do? The Sax Soctet, played by the Bohunks.